إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد، my brothers, I would like to remind myself and you, like we said yesterday, the importance of daily conversations in the home. And yesterday we spoke about the importance of a daily conversation that includes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What pleases Allah, what does not please Allah, what are the orders of Allah, and so on, to have this in our daily conversation, not as a special subject, not as something that is spoken when some alim comes or somebody is visiting, but something which we have as a matter of daily conversation in our homes, in our offices, when we are with our friends and so on, where we talk about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we talk about what pleases Allah and what does not please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is very important for us to keep this in our mind and to do this so to have the issue of daily conversations and talk about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and what pleases Allah. And today I want to remind myself and you about these daily conversations with regard to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, talking about the sunnah, talking about what Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to do and how he used to do every small thing in his life. And that is because the sunnah is, to follow the sunnah is ibadah, to follow the sunnah is fard. If you do the same thing which you do normally, if you do it consciously with the intention of following the sunnah, and you do it in the way that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to do it, then that thing becomes a matter of ibadah which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward us for. And that is why the importance of the sunnah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the Nabi to be followed, and he sent him with a beautiful way of life which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught him and which he taught us. And therefore, to look at every individual thing that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to do and to have this as conversation in our home. For example, if you are sitting down to eat, to remind ourselves of what is the sunnah of eating food. How did Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam teach us to eat food? When we are talking to people, what is the sunnah of addressing people? You start with salam. You don't just start talking, you start with salam. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, spread the salam. Afshus salam. So, make this a habit. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when you put on your shoes, first shake them out. Lift up the shoes and shake them out. Right? You might say, I only wear flip-flops. So, I can already see what is inside it. There is no inside to it. Doesn't matter. Whatever it is, do it in the way that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us, and putting on your shoes becomes ibadah. Right? So, this, practicing this in every aspect of our life. To say, what can I do and how can I do it in such a way that every action of my life becomes ibadah. And then we continue this. I mean, I don't have to give you examples for everything. You can think about it for yourself. But every single thing. How did he dress? How did he walk? How did he talk? How did he deal with people? His habits. Everything which he did. How is it that we can do it in such a way that it becomes ibadah? So, reminding ourselves, reminding our children, reminding our friends about this importance of the sunnah by practicing it. And then, of course, if you are going to do that, automatically it opens another door, which is to learn about the sunnah. Because we may not know what is the sunnah in a particular case. So, let us learn about the sunnah. And that's, alhamdulillah, another very good opportunity for us to read the seerah, learn the seerah, and to learn about the sunnah. So, I remind myself and you, let us make this as part of our daily conversation. Even when you are driving somewhere, going somewhere, you got people in the car, instead of talking about this and that, talk about this. Right? For example, now there is the cyclone which has hit coastal Andhra and Odisha and so on. I am sure a lot of conversation will be about this cyclone. You know, what was the force of the wind? What were the waves? Instead of that, say, if Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was here today, what would he have done with regard to the cyclone? Would he have talked about the speed of the wind? Or would he have said, let us do something to help the people who are affected by the cyclone? So, instead of having some useless conversation about the cyclone, do something useful, which is collect some money, do whatever it is, contact people who are doing some work, say, how can I help you? Right. So, this becomes now, and you are doing this to follow the sunnah. You are saying that if the Prophet was here, what would he do? He wouldn't simply have some idle conversation, no. He would do something useful. What is something useful? Help the people who are affected by the cyclone. So, let us try to be proactive and let us try to do things and put ourselves in that position and say, if the Prophet was here today, what would he have done? Let us try to do that. And then inshallah, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to reward us with the barakah of the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make our lives full of the barakah of his life and to be pleased with us. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain. Bi rahmatika ya rahmar rahim.